front. I think their front four has had over 21 sacks combined. What, as a group, they're pretty complete. What do they do at a particularly high level that presents problems?
They're just very active. They're very active. They run a lot of games. They don't stop. Everybody plays to the ball every play. And like the last game against Chicago, they gave Cutler a lot of you know, heck. I ain't gonna say hell, but they gave him a lot of problems. Well, they gave him hell, you know, for a better part of the game. They got a lot of hits on them. They're real physical up front, and they made some plays because of that. Their front four is playing really well right now.
Is Charles Phillips staying your side, or does he move all around?
He moves around a lot. He's most likely on Columbus side.
Who are you most likely?
I got Hardy and Frank Alexander, who I played in college with.
Do you see the comparisons between Cam and Robert at all?
No.
Really?
What about from this?
You see why Robert
and
the
fans do that, though, their last two Heisman winners?
Yeah, I mean, I can see why. It's a fun conversation, but in all actuality, no.
Why aren't they, isn't similar about, like, why don't you think of this?
I mean, what is similar about them?
Well, they both run comparable offenses with the zone read. They both keep the football a lot after faking the running back.
I don't know. I don't think Robert keep it that much no more. I mean, but... Nah, I don't think so. I mean, Cam's two totally different players, you know. Robert's a more pocket passer. He wants to be a pocket passer. He runs when he has to, and you know, Cam make plays with his legs. And you know, I believe Robert is a little more accurate with the ball, which, you know, Cam has a very good deep ball. Robert throws a little better on the run, and you know, if Cam sets his feet, he can put a ball anywhere he wants to. So, I mean, they're similar in a lot of ways, but when you actually break them down, you can see where the differences lie.
But it's fun for the fans to compare. Yeah, it's very, see them head-to-head.
Yeah, no, I see the conversation. I definitely do. I see where you can compare them, but, you know, coming from me who watch them both in depth, I just don't think so.
I think Mike should have you break down film for the boys. Yeah. That's pretty good, right? Why not get you on the scouting
set? Nah, man, you know, when my playing days are over with, I might dabble in a little bit in that. You know, who knows?
I want to ask about how the game might feel, or how much it does feel like a turning point or crossroads for a team, especially how it went down in Pittsburgh.
I mean, at this point, we're midway through the season. We're 3-5. Obviously, I mean, we still have all our goals in front of us. We can be a playoff team if we go on a run, you know, and we can ultimately, if we make a good enough run, we can be go deep in the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. I mean, we've had a not so good start, not a start that we wanted to have, but at this point, all our goals are still in front of us. We still have five division games left to play, and you know, a lot can happen in 8 games.
What do you think of the uniforms?
Our uniforms? Like, they're all right.
Uh-oh.
Nah, I haven't really seen them that much. I just seen them on the computer. Yeah, they definitely got to be
better
in Pittsburgh.
All right, so you're not wearing striped socks.
Yeah, that's a positive.